والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن شاء الله we'll start our next lecture. And this lecture is النصائح والتوجيهات للشباب. Advices to the young people. Alhamdulillah, most of the people here are young. So come close. There's a lot of space. Fill them. And inshallah, if you have a question, please take a piece of paper and send your questions forward. And we'll try to answer them. The lecture will be about 20 minutes, and we'll leave the rest for Q&A. Barakallah. Inshallah.
Talking to a faculty.
Just don't want it to fall.
Water. Also, another the water that people are drinking, please be careful with them. These are new carpets. If you need to drink something, please go outside. Or else, if you're an adult, please be careful. If you please be careful, Barakallah. Allah bless you.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Advice to everyone, especially to the youth, to be firm on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. استقامة على أمر الله, be upright in the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Everyone, especially for the youth. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that no one will move from where he's standing on the day of judgment until he's asked for a question. لا تزال قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن أربع. From those four, وعن شبابه فيما أبلاه, his youth age, فيما أبلاه, meaning when he used for it. Person will be asked about his time. Young, middle age, all, but especially the youth age. وعن شبابي فيما أبلغ. So the age of youth is very important. If you use it for the good, obeying your parents in good, taking the guidelines of your mother, of your father, it's not easy sometimes, but living your desire for obeying the parents, a father, a mother, unless they call you to sin, to something wrong. لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. You don't obey creation in that which is disobedient to the creator. So, to listen to your parents, to take their guidelines, if they call you to do it. To be firm in that age by seeking knowledge, being equipped with knowledge, seeking knowledge, learning the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you know the right from the wrong. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him advice. He said, قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say, I believe in Allah, and be firm. You believe in Allah, this has a meaning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the creation, the one who helps you to breathe, to eat, to drink, to sleep, to walk, to understand, to have all these blessings. Beautiful day, night, sun, moon, fresh water, healthy food, good oxygen. Allahu Akbar. One of the brothers who passed away from COVID-19, rahimahullah, Allah have mercy upon him. And all those Muslim brothers and sisters who passed away because of that illness and because of the other illnesses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them. Allah have mercy upon them, all of them, especially those, our parents, our beloved ones, those we know, those who have right on us, those who have right on them, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them all. One of them, he was suffering with the COVID-19. He was using the machine. He told me something I never forget. He said, when it's alive, in seconds, he become able to breathe naturally the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. Not using the machine. He said, how joy he feel that. He follow. He want to get more oxygen, natural oxygen, but cut it off. Turn to the machine. Man-made oxygen. We don't feel that. Now we're breathing from the time of life to you. Your heart beating, your system, alhamdulillah. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe in Him, from that belief to believe His Lordship, to believe His Uluhiyah, all acts of worship surely should be for Allah, to believe His beautiful names and descriptions mentioned in Quran and Sunnah, to believe Allah's deen, what Allah commands, to believe who Allah sent, Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to obey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to be firm on that path. خير الأعمال ما دام وإن قل. The best of these is continuing, even if it's small. Something is small, but legislated, you do it for Allah, you continue, consistency is better than many good deeds you do sometimes, then you cut it off. Istiqama, be firm. ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Don't die except while you are Muslim, while you stand under. So if you continue doing good deeds, even small, every day five prayer you pray, you listen to the parent, you take in a class of knowledge, you increase in knowledge from the reliable sources, not from anyone who talk. Don't listen to anybody. Don't open your ear to everyone. Out there are deviators, they lie to you, they cheat you. Only from those who know them being upon the sound creed, or someone you trust tell you that they are upon the sound creed. So continue learning on that path. Bismillah ta'ala, that overtakes you while you are doing the right thing. While you are doing the right thing. And it's known how good it is to end to your life, to come to the end while you're doing good. While you are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have good intention to go to masjid, you have good intention to be good and nice to your parent, you have good intention to spread the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have good intention to be better Muslim, and you are on that good and you die. So, al-istiqamah, don't change it. Usually, they change. Don't change, you keep being different. And bi'idhnillah will help you again. By the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is listening to your parents. Obey your parents. Listen to your mother, listen to your father. If they call you to do. And also continue seeking out. Man is tough. One of the greatest scholars in the Jews, or others, when he talked about how important it is to seek knowledge young, youth age, to continue, non-stop. He said, he looked the people, the meaning, when they get old, they find there are two groups, two individuals. One individual who lost his youth age in sinning, having fun, having joy, and one who withhold himself from his desires and was obedient to Allah, doing the right thing, trying, lowering the gaze, not listening to music, not saying bad, not smoking haram, not drinking haram, nothing, avoiding interaction with the opposite, trying to be better Muslim, seeking knowledge, increasing it. Every year he has more knowledge than the first year, the year before. He said when they grow up, these two, someone who neglected his youth age and someone who invests his youth age with that which obedience to Allah, he said he find there are two groups. Those who neglected their youth age, running after dunya, desire, listening, drinking, name it, they become two groups when they get old. Someone who woke up, he woke up, he find himself he did bad. Now he said that one is start grieving. He want to pray, he cannot pray. He cannot move. He cannot understand. He can't see as he used to see. He doesn't have that energy, that memorization, that strength, that strong. He doesn't have it. He had when he was young. So he keep on remembering, grieving. I wish I would have stand. I would have it. And another one, he still didn't even wake up. He only wake up when he goes to the grave. And he see the angels. Munkar wa Nakir. Now he wake up. He wake up now. That's one group. The other group, the one who get advantage from his youth time, study, learning, struggling, listening to the parents, taking their guidelines, doing the right thing, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in secret, in public. And he's all now, Allahu Akbar, he can find himself. He worship Allah for an hour. He remember the beautiful days. He make Umrah, he make Hajj, he seek knowledge, he listen to the parents, he used to do good. He memorize Quran, he studied the Arabic. He remember now he's a scholar. Or he's not even, he's not a scholar. At least he is someone of knowledge. Someone who is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with age. Now he remembers it. So compare that. So the youth age is very important. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned seven categories. Who will have the shade of Allah the day there is no shade but Allah is? Shabun nasha fi ta'atillah, fi ibadatillah. A shab who? What is the meaning? Shabun nasha fi ibadatillah. What is the meaning? Young man who what? Mention half, I still give you something. Give to that brother, barakallah. Another one, Shabu Nasha bi ibadatillah, fi ta'atillah, what that mean? Nah. A youth who grow up in the obedience of Allah. Youth who grow up in the obedience of Allah, barakallah. A youth who grow up in the obedience of Allah. Why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned youth? Because that age, it's the age of energy, it's the age of activity, it's the age of desires, it's the age of mada. If the person withhold himself that age, he most likely will hold himself the older age. So this is very important. Don't say I'm young, let me have joy, let me have fun. When I grow up, inshallah, I'll be a good Muslim. I will get back to the masjid. When I get married, mashallah, you'll find me praying to help you. I will build a big message for Muslims. Allah don't have this. You don't know when you get old. You don't know when you be upright. You know nothing about that. Only Allah knows that. How many young die every day? So young age, youth age, barakallahu fiqh, is very important. If it is good, if this is what's required from the youth, with all the desires out there, how about the older one? How about the one older? He has to fear Allah more. He has to fear Allah more, who give him long life. Na'am. Barakallahu feekum. Also, bi'idhnillah ta'ala will help somebody to be firm. Bi'idhnillah ta'ala is to have a suhbah salih, a good companion. Inshallah, a good companion, a good environment. A good environment. In the المرء قال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء على دين خليله فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِفُ. The person is going to be upon the religion of his companion. So he should look at who he take as a companion. You want to be a scholar? أخي, you want to be a scholar and you are truthful on that? Join and go to the scholars. Take knowledge from them. They are adequate. They are adab. They are taqwa. You want to be a student of knowledge? Go to them. You are not able? Go to the student of knowledge. Who honor those scholars? Who love those scholars? Who teach their books? Be with them. Be with them. Don't go to the left or don't go to the right. Don't go to those youth who want to do good, but they didn't take the right way. ISIS said, Shabab said, Daesh said, they have all these things. What does guru have in hand? Committing suicide in a masjid, inside a masjid, killing a believer. They don't have more than that. Killing, callous. Don't listen to them. لا يغرك هؤلاء. والله إنهم لضالون. والله إنهم لضالون. والله إنهم لضالون. Don't be deceived with those people. No surprise. Those youth today to deviate with the existence, with the presence of scholars, the great ulama, Sheikh Fawzan, Sheikh Rabi, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin, others are out there. Sheikh Sulaiman Ruhayli, Sheikh Abdul Rizab, others out there. Sheikh Saleh Suhaimi and others, ulama, Allah, Sheikh Abdul Aziz Bur'i, many, Sheikh Raslan and others. Out there, the ulama. And you find these people deviating, these youth deviating. Listening to that, to that, to that. La ilaha illallah, no surprise. Because the Khawarij, the early Khawarij, they deviate with the presence of Sahaba. Uthman being there, Ali being there. Allahu Akbar. Those Sahaba, radhiyallahu ta'ala alayhim, Ibn Abbas being there, Ibn Umar being there, Abu Huraira being there. Allahu Akbar. Still the Khawarij, they were through, they left. So, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived with the emotions. Be equipped with knowledge. Be equipped with knowledge. Be with the people of knowledge. Study. Increase ilm بإذن الله تبارك وتعالى. من سلك طريقا يلتمس به علما سهل الله به طريقا إلى الجنة. You take a path of knowledge, a path seeking knowledge. Allah lead you to the path of Jannah. Don't stop there. Always increase. Don't say, I finished Quran. Always have. If you have classes, inshallah, the lack of this beautiful masajid. Alhamdulillah, Masajid Ahl-Sunnah. Masjid Ahl-Sunnah. They don't call it innovation. They don't call it deviation. They don't call it to be fanatic to that sheikh, to that group, to that species. No, Al-Quran wa Sunnah ala fahmi salaf al-Ummah. Quran and the Sunnah according to the understanding of the Salaf, the companion. The scholars of our time, we love them. We honor them, but we don't buy and follow them. We don't boycott people wrongly because of them. We don't join and we don't cut people because of that. But because of that, قال الله قال رسوله قال الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليه. So, O youth, be firm. Allah mentioned the Quran on the day of judgment. When someone will say, يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتى ليتني لم اتخذ فلانا خليلا. Someone will regret because he took so and so as a companion. Those who listen to the music, those who are haram, those who involve the politics, have nothing to do with them. Politics, they cannot do anything with it. SubhanAllah, there is very wise female, very wise female. She sees people talking about in Somalia. They talk about government, they talk about Shabab, this wicked group. They keep on talking about it. They say. This all female, she asked those people, her family members, all the time talking about this thing. She said, I have questions for you. Are you the one who make the government and the Shabab fight? You the one who caused that, behind that? They say, no. Can you put peace between them and stop the problem? They say, no. Say, then make dua for them and leave. Make dua for them and leave. You are not the one who make these people fight. And you cannot stop it. Make dua for them. Allah to guide them. Whoever is deviated. So there are issues you cannot do anything with. You are not the cause of the problem. Fixing is not in your hand. You cannot do anything. You remain the rest of your life. You can't do anything about it. From from the goodness of one's religion to live of that which doesn't concern him. Something you cannot do anything about. What's happening in Ukraine? Who attacked? Who? What can you do with it? You are not the cause of the problem. You are not the one who can solve it. Make dua for humanity, Allah to guide them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show them the right way. To be Muslims. To be applied to the deen of Allah azza wa jal. To have this dunya and the hereafter. It's like all that. But to waste your time. What the news said. What that report said. What that said. Who win the election? Who's going to win? Who you think? Who's bad? Who's good? What do you benefit from that? Do you have control on that? Can you change anything from it? La. There are things you can do something with it. Remember your law. Learn your deen. Listen to your parents. Take care of your dunya. Educate yourself in a good environment. In a good environment. That environment will take you away from your deen. Takes you away from your modesty. If you lose your deen, you lose your modesty. What left? Nothing left. Keep your religion. We ask Allah al-Karim subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us al-istiqamah ala deenihi. We ask Allah al-Karim subhanahu to give us husn al-khatimah. Allahumma ya arhamar rahimin. يا للجلال والإكرام نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار اللهم اشرح صدورنا للإسلام اللهم تب علينا يا تواب اللهم استعملنا في طاعتك سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
بعد الأسئلة
أهلا
جزاك الله خير شيخنا بارك الله فيك وأحسن الله إليك وغفر الله لك ولوالدينا والسامعين
آمين يا رب.
One of the questions here from the youth.
SubhanAllah, this is the first time in my life I finished the talk on time. SubhanAllah, I've seen 19 seconds left. Alhamdulillah, tawfiq min Allah. Naam.
The questioner says, please, Chef, advise us about obeying Allah in private when no one is watching, and likewise, obeying parents when they are not watching us. Barakallahu
feek. A reminder about the importance of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you are alone. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam said, La'alamanna aqwaman ya'tuna yawm al-qiyamati bihasanatin amthali jibali tihana. فيجعلها الله هباء منثورا أما إنهم إخوانكم كانوا يأخذون من الليل ما تأخذون ويصومون كما تصومون ولكن كانوا قوما إذا خلوا بمحارم الله انتهكوها نعوذ بالله العظيم من هؤلاء. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, surely he said he will know, he will come to know on the day of judgment. People who will come with righteous deeds like the mountains of Yemen. They used to take from the night and pray like you do, fast the day like you do, but they were a group of people when they are alone. They used to indulge the sin when they are alone, especially our time, technology. What never happened to our weak knowledge before, never happened. What was not in the hand of a human. What was not easy for a human to commit sin, today is easy if he or she has a smartphone. Alone, under his bed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, raqib. So if someone fear Allah in that situation, fear Allah in that situation, and stop doing that, stay away, cease away from watching haram, from listening haram, from doing haram for the sake of Allah. هذا دليل على التوحيد الإيمان بالله وتعظيمه ومحبته وخوفه ورجائه عز وجل. This is a clear proof that this individual is a believer. He is not a hypocrite. Who sees other than Allah? Who watches him other than Allah? None. He has a desire. He can do it. It is at hand, but he needs it for the sake of Allah. Allahu Akbar. So, you be in front of the people, nice, mashallah, good. But when you are alone, indulge with haram. Remember those who do. When Prophet Muhammad mentioned, They will come with a lot of salah, a lot of fasting, a lot of ibadat like a mountain, but Allah will turn it into dust. Haba'an manthura, nothing in hand. Because of doing haram alone. مَا فِي تَعْلِيمُ اللَّهِ فِي الْقَلْبِ. There's no magnifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by heart, Azza wa Jal. And rather remember, there are things, if we don't avoid, if we don't let it go, if we don't stay away from it, we can't obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are things Allah command not to do it, to stay away from it. From that Allah said, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. Don't get close to zina. Don't get close to me. Allah, in this ayah, He didn't say don't do it. He said don't get close to me. Why? Many times if you get close to, you fell into it. So you want to do haram, get close to it. Take the meat. ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان. Don't follow the footsteps of shaitan. You follow the footsteps of shaitan, it leads you to the collapse. It leads you to the bad place. You have to take steps to be in the crab. You cannot fly, you don't have wings. You're not a bird. You're not fly, you cannot fly to the crab. You have to take full step. If you stay away from this full step, you cease from it. You don't take it, you are away from the crab. Just an example. There are things, if you stay away from it, you are away from the zina. There are things, if you do it, it's not the zina, but if you do it, you will end up doing the zina. It's just an example. Watching is from those things. Talking to women who is not your mahram, there's no need to talk to. Especially talking, which is not the right thing, even if it's something permissible, it leads to another one. No communication. Stay away from that. لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان. والعياذ بالله, how many people fell into major sin. And after they fell into major, they have no way to stay away from it. They've been enslaved by shaitan. But at the beginning, they didn't intend to do that. They didn't plan to do that. They take it light by taking the full step. Let me check this one. Let me see what he says. What she said. Please don't forget to cover your mouth when you yawn. And if you do it at the end. Do it at the beginning. This is the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Barakallahu fiyah. If we hear the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah, we have to take it seriously, ikhwan. Why it happened, a Muslim knows many of the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He knows not to shave the beard. He's shaving the beard. He knows to cover the mouth when young. He said, when will you? And one time, two times, three times? Yeah, we take the lead of Allah seriously. You learn something, you implement. Knowledge is what we implement. You should remember, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهِ مِنْ إِلَادِ الْبَرَامِ. The one who truly fear Allah is the one who got, is not the one who got a lot of information. He knows the names of the books. He memorized the Quran, no. The one who truly fear Allah, the alim, scholar, is one who fears Allah. He's one who obeys Allah. You lower your gaze. You don't listen to the music. You don't smoke. You don't drink. You don't do haram. You don't go with a bad person. You watch what you're doing. You look the concept of your action. أَنْتَ الْعَالِمْ يُّ الْإِسْكَالَ. So, to remember that when you are alone, it's your reality. That's who you are. Not when you are in front of the people. Someone who is alone, fear Allah Ta'ala, and keep his mouth. Watch his mouth. Watch his action. His intentions. Will he do that in public, the opposite? No. So that is the source. We ask Allah al-Karim and Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to keep us from. Finally, remember, before I forget, the key of all success, dua, supplication, invocation, humbleness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Asking Allah consistently to keep you from, to increase your guidance. Cry to Allah. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say, يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك أستغيث أصلح لي شأني كله ولا تكلني نفسي طرفة عين. Allah, don't leave
me with my sword, even a blink of an eye, any second, any time, oh Allah, don't leave me with my sword. Why? Otherwise, I will be ruined. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that. How about us? So make dua always. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala din. How many years I know them? Wallah, I used to learn qawa'id al-arba. Used to study kitab al-tawheed. And now, they don't anymore know kitab, no qawa'id al-arba. No more. I know some of the youth used to love da'wah salafiyya. Which is the qala Allah wa qala Rasul wa qala al-sahaba. Not he said, Asha'ira said, that sheikh said, that group said, he said, we said. No, Allah said, the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is the way of the sahaba. They used to be upon that, now upon Sufism, on defending Sufism. Wal-iyadu billah. Now, a person, man of the sunnah of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, step by step. Why? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep you from the good you already know, have it, and increase it, and make dua. Don't be arrogant. From arrogance, I want to listen every day. I know who's right. Let me listen every day. No. Who are you? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. He said, Kunna ila sami'na. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أسقينا إليه بآذاننا وابتدلت إليه أسماعنا أبصارنا فلما ركب الناس الصعب والدلول لم نأخذ من الناس إلا ما نعرفه. ابن عباس رضي الله عنه he mentioned back day whenever they hear the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said what they used to do, they used to listen. Look at the one who's saying that. Listen carefully what he's saying to take it, to implement it. But when people took As-sa'ba wa dalul means there are people who come, who they take every means. A difficult path, easy path, lying, telling the truth, mixing, falsehood, they do that. He said, now we don't take anything. We don't take from anyone except what we already know. So don't listen to everybody. كانوا لا يسألون عن الإسناد. فلما وقعت الفتنة قالوا سموا لنا رجالكم فيؤخذ من أهل السنة ويرد على البدع المسيرين. The student of Abu Hurairah, he said, the one used to ask about the chain of narrators. Who told you this hadith? Who told you this? Who said that about Abu Bakr? The one who used to ask. But when the fitna happened, some people started lying. People desire come, justify their desire. He said, they say, whoever say the messenger said, whoever says so and so said, who told you that? First and foremost, who are you? Are you qualified to be taken knowledge from? Who told you that? Who he knowledge from? If they find all these are people of Sunnah, what they mention is taken from. If they find there is someone Ahlul Bidah, what they mention is being rejected. This is how the Salaf, Tabi'in used to be. How about our time? So I'm listening to everybody. This is not right. Alhamdulillah, you already know the people of Sunnah. Barakallahu feek. So, inshallah, remember in our secret life to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make more dua. And if you fell short, we are human, we are not angels. This is who we are. We may fall short. Don't lose hope. Turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah for forgiveness subhanahu wa ta'ala. Find out why you fell into that. Try to cut the means what led to you to that. Don't take it light, because if you take it light, you continue doing, wal-iyadu billah, you'll become in a situation, you are not stopping the sin, even if the death comes to you. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah mentioned, some people, if the soul is removed from their legs, the death, first person dies from the legs, soul is removed, half of his body is dead, the rest of half is dying. He said, some people, they are not standing the sunnah. Why? Because they become so addicted, so attached to the sin. So before someone reaches that level, you stay away. The easiest way to stay away from haram is don't take the means. That's easy. Question, brother. Somebody who smoke now, he has strong desire for smoking. and someone who never smoked, but who wanted to start now, who is easy to stop, smoking? The first or the latter? The latter. Someone who is in a business, all of it is found with riba, deception, stolen money. He make a big business, big stores, warehouses. And someone who wanna start now to do these things, who is easy for him to stay away from that haram? The first or the latter? The latter. Because the latter is not attached to it. This one, he didn't become addicted to the haram. It's not a part of his life. Unlike the other one. Many people, they know what they do is bad. They know Allah is a path of destruction, but because they're in the middle of it, because they, it become a part of their life, it's hard to live. So the best way to live haram is to stay away from beginning. But if it happened, you fell into it, don't give up. Turn in repentance to Allah. اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُ وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. So fear Allah, don't do this thing. Don't take the deen. Stay away from it. Listen to the parent. Be with the good people. Keep on worshiping Allah. Keep on making dua. Struggle. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah. Allah, he promised whoever struggle on his course, strive hard on his course, that he surely will guide him. You have guarantee from Allah. If you are honest, you sincere, and you want to be good Muslim, Allah will guide you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you have to sacrifice for it. عُفَّتِ النَّارُ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ. Hellfire was surrounded with desires. وَحُفَّتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِهِ. Paradise surrounded with dislikings. So fight with the desire. It's a reality, akhi. We like to eat. We like to drink. Man like woman. This is reality. Allah made it that. Allah, we want to look for money. We want to get married. We want to drink. We want to eat. That's not the issue. But it's to control the desire. Because you want money, don't steal. Because you have desire for a woman, don't do haram. Because you have desire to eat, don't drink alcohol. Because you have desire to listen, don't listen haram. Control your desire. Fi sabilillah. But in short time, 1 year, 2 years, 100 years, 2,000 years, then after that, وَفِيَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُهُمْ. In Jannah, whatsoever they desire. Whatsoever you desire, no limit. Endless joy and happiness. Allahu Akbar. In this dunya, Fir'aun, how many years he was alive? The people of today, how many days they are alive? Very short time. Not even 100 years. Have you ever met somebody 100 years driving a car? Driving a car? Is there anyone who is 100 years with us now? Most of them pass away. The remaining men of them don't hear anything, don't have aql. Many of them, they suffer, even if they are healthy. This is how dunya is. About after another 100 years, it's gone under the ground. So even if you have joy, all these, you have fun, then at the end, so the one who remains on the right path. After that, from that time, Allahu Akbar. From the angels, when the angel approaches, from there mercy starts, joy starts. An authentic hadith, when a believer passes away, he joined the other believers in grave life. And they ask him questions. How is so and so? How is so and so? How is so? They ask him. How is so and so? Some of them tell him, they say he's tired because of the difficulty of the dunya living alone. He just come from pain of sickness. He just come from the worldly difficult and hardships. Leave him alone. Let him finish, let him take time. Then ask questions. But now he answered to them. He didn't join you? He didn't come? So means this person they asking about him, he already passed away. But those believers who are in grave life, they are not aware of that. So when they ask him, he answered to them, he say, he didn't come to you. There they realize, since he didn't come to them, he'd been taken to wal'iyadu billah, to hellfire. So they say he was taken to the hellfire because he's not with them. So they realize, in grave life, the good people, they realize that's the end. The dunya is the end of difficult. So few years struggle, lower your gaze, your ears, your mouth, your heart, try, worship Allah, work for Fajr, do the right thing, boycott those things, make repentance, make istighfar, remember Allah, keep on doing the good things. Few years, and after that, forever, whatever you desire, Darussalam, home of peace, no hospital, no bathrooms, no grief, full of joy. We ask Allah al-Karim to make us among those people. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, barak alayhi wa sallam. Yes.
There's a couple of questions that are similar, so we'll make it one. The youth, they're asking, how do we advise our relatives, family members, parents, siblings, aunts, uncles, cousins, some who fall into major sin, some possibly even uphold the sunnah? How do we deal with relatives like this? And how long do we advise them? And how do we advise them? Barakallahu fiikum.
فيك بارك الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد نبينا محمد وعلى وصحبه أجمعين. How to deal with our relatives, some of them doing major sins, some of them may oppose the sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. Deal with them first by your action before your statement in a good way. You apply the sunnah. You apply the sunnah. Say the right thing, stay away from bad thing, apply the sunnah. Treat them respectfully, especially their parents, their siblings, and the like. That's number one. Number two, make dua for them. Make dua for your father, make dua for your mother, for your aunt, for your uncle, for your cousin, for your brother, for your sister. Make dua for them. So far, we don't make dua for people. We don't make dua for them. It's Allah who controls their hearts. So you make dua in the sujood, Allah to guide that individual. Make dua for them. Thirdly, enjoy the good and forbid the evil. Don't be silent from something wrong, but in a good way, in a nice way. Depending on who you're addressing, who you're talking to. You don't talk to your mother, to your father, the way you talk to your brother. You don't talk to the older brother the way you talk to the younger brother. You don't talk to the relative the way you talk to the other people. You don't talk to the people the same way. Every way, everyone has a way to address you. You don't talk the ignorant like the one who knows. People are different, and that itself needs knowledge. How many more than one I know who regret how he used to advise his parents, and that he was very wrong. He was disrespecting his mother and his father, and he was thinking he was calling them to good. Because how he used to approach them. You don't raise your voice over your parents. You don't believe in them. And Sheikh Hussaini rahimahullah was asked by someone, if he see his father eating with the left hand, what he should do? He said, mention the hadith of the Prophet said, kul bi yamin, eat with your right hand. He said, how about you talk back? He said, don't answer that. Don't argue with your father. Don't argue with your mother. Say the right thing. Then remain quiet. So advise them, don't hide. Advise your sister, but in a nice way. ادعو الى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. People are four groups. المدعوون are four groups. Some people, they don't know. They just need to teach them in a good way. Don't belittle them. Don't threaten them. He doesn't or she doesn't know. Little child eating with the left hand. Why are you slamming him? Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he didn't do that. Just tell him, eat with the right hand. That's sufficient, because he doesn't know. Second group, they know it. They know it. They follow a desire. They know hijab is wajib. They know smoking is haram. They know disobeying the parents is bad. They know it. They are not ignorant. What they need to be reminded, admonition. Telling them the good in obeying, in doing that good thing. The evilness of doing that thing in this dunya and the hereafter. At-targhib wa at-targhib. Akhi, you smoke it. Even those who make the cigarette, they roll down. It has diseases. You're wasting your money. You're wasting your time. You're wasting.
One time I come to one of the brothers smoking. Brother with a family. Out of respect, that's the, what the Muslims, they do when they see someone with an imamah, sister with hijab, some of them smoking, they throw the cigarette. And then I said, Akhi, how many years you were smoking? He said, about 10 years. How much you spend cigarette monthly? Say about $150 to $300. I said, let us assume the list, $150. 10 years, that's $18,000. $18,000 cash money. Where you learn from? You burn yourself. This cigarette, it affects your health. Secondhand, your children, your wife. You smell bad. Someone who smokes cigarette never attain a class of knowledge. Have you ever seen? All of the brothers here don't smoke. I'm telling you now. Unless the class is short. Because, barakallahu fi, the class takes time. And cigarette doesn't allow that. Person wanna smoke, wanna go to the shop, wanna get the cigarette. He can't be with the people who are mad, who don't. So, it takes your time, it takes your money, it takes your health, it takes your smelling. And to be honest, brother, he sees cigarette is different. I never met him after that. Did he stop or not? Allahu A'lam. We ask Allah Kareem Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to aid us to stop the haram. So to a person he knows he's doing wrong, he agrees with you. He doesn't need argument. He doesn't yell on. He just needs targhib wa tarheeb. Tell the good thing in obeying Allah, the bad thing in disobeying Allah as well. Third group are people who do it wrong and they think they're doing right. These are the innovators. He's wrong, but he thinks he's right. This one, how you? If you qualify, debate with him. Billati ahsan. That way he's the best. Not yelling on him, not cutting off him, not belittling him. Nothing is changing that. But respectively advising him, answering his concern, removing the doubt with ilm, with knowledge. He accepts, alhamdulillah. He doesn't accept, leave him alone. How long you continue? Non-stop. As one person listening to you, as one person is giving you time to listen to you, keep on advising. This is the word, the messenger of Allah. Keep on advising. Prophet Nuh alayhi salatu wa sallam, until last minute, he advising his son. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until last minute, he advising his uncle. Who are you? Continue advising. Akhi, I talked to him 3 times. That's it? Where you broke this from? One time in Medina University. One of the professors, he was talking about how long to continue da'wah. And he said, continue da'wah. And one of the students said, Chef, in our city, right from Africa, there's a leader who did this year, he was advised with personal advice. He didn't accept the advice. We repeated again. He did the same thing. We repeated again. He did the same thing. Yes, Chef. You tell us to continue, he said, still continue. He said, we are not continuing. It was very emotional. Because he knows he's, the Sheikh said, alhamdulillah, never forget this. He said, alhamdulillah, we didn't make you a prophet. You would have 5 people 3 times you would have left off. Don't you remember Prophet Yunus, alayhi salatu wasalam, when his people didn't obey him, they didn't believe in him, he left them. You know what happened? He was swallowed by what? By a word. A prophet of Allah. Who are you? So continue advising. Accept the first group. There are a group of people. They know the truth. And they know they're wrong. Or they may not know it. They're wrong, but they are oppressors. They flip your talk. They lie you. They change you. They mislead you. They may hit you. They may harm you. They don't want a good. وَلَا تُجَدِّلُ أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنْ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ. This kind of people, you read the Bible. He doesn't want to. He tell you ahead of time, if you tell me 1,000 verse, I'm not accepting from you. What's the point of reading doubt? This group leaves them. But it doesn't mean you wrong them. It doesn't mean you harm them. صَفْحًا جَمِيلًا. It depends how to treat. But generally, your relative, especially your parents, كَذَلِكَ كُنْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ فَتَبَيِّنُوا. Remember, maybe one time you were in the situation they are in now. If he's smoking now, you've been. She's not taking hijab, you, he's not praying, you may not use prayer.
How would you like people to approach you? Do you want people to approach you aggressively or people approach you nicely and gently and calmly? ما كان الرفق في شيء إلا زان وما كان العنف في شيء إلا شان. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, easiness, never be in something that makes you better. Harshness, never be in something that makes you more. So give an advice to your parents, be a good example. Tahadu, tahabu, give them gifts. Give gifts to your sister, to your brother, to your mother, to your father, to your aunt, to your uncle, to your cousin. Give them gifts. They will love you and tell them now. Give them advice. Don't take them any. Wallahu a'lam.
Last question, inshallah, due to the time. And any other questions, inshallah, possibly answered during the Dawra. This question, someone asked, what are the characteristics of a teacher upon the Sunnah? And based upon the earlier reminder, what is the cause for many believers to divide into different sects? JazakAllah khairan.
I mean, I think that question, what is the cause of many believers to be divided or
into different sects?
Okay. What was before that?
Characteristics of a teacher upon the Sunnah.
Okay, two questions, not just the one.
Right.
Okay. The characteristics of someone upon the Sunnah is to apply the Sunnah. Is to apply the Sunnah. It's statements according to the Sunnah, it's actions according to the Sunnah. You see, it's according to the Sunnah. And from that, he teach people the good. مُعَلِّمُ لِلْخَيْرِ. He teach people the good. From that, he has good manners. He has good etiquette. He has good etiquette. نعم, as mentioned, he's gentle with the people. He's not argumentative. He's not oppressor. He's not a liar. He's not arrogant. He's not a stubborn. نعم, he's not a blind follower. Rather, he's someone who is upon the Sunnah. الذي يحب يأتي إلى الناس ما يحب أن يؤتى إليه. He treats people the way he likes to be treated. He loves the Sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. He accepts it when he's advised. When he's advised, he accepts it. He's not those from those you cannot advise them. You cannot even question them. No, it's very welcome to ask him. He's very open to answer your concern. To try to convince you, not to command you and order you. Some people, they order you, they are not advising you. It's like head of arm. No, a da'i Allah. He's massive, he advises people, he calls them to the good. He doesn't command them and punish them, the one who doesn't listen to them. Al-Muhim, what's the cause of the deviation? What caused these groups to deviate? The main cause of deviation is two. Summary is ignorance, which is the most of it, and following desire. Nothing else. Ignorance, which is the most of the cause of deviation, and matter, following desire. And ignorance itself is parts. Following desire is caused by different things. Following desire is caused by different things. So somebody to seek knowledge, to remove the ignorance, and to apply the knowledge to remove following desire. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً. What Allah said in Surah Sajda? Yeah, doing the Amrina Alam, who said that? Who said that? Barakallahu. You already know, actually, JazakAllahu Khair, that's another oversight. Which one you choose, the two books? Is it the same? Bring one of it, Mikael, if it is the same. JazakAllahu. Someone else recited. Yeah, this is Barakallahu. Yes, that's Barakallahu. Yes. Yeah. Yes, you get it. Okay. Who is the oldest here? Oldest here. Who's over 60? Over 60 year old. No bad over 60. Who is over 55?
I don't have to ask your ID. Who's our 50? Who's our 50?
Yes, give this book. You get your. Give it. Jazakallah. Whoever 50. Barakallah, give to that brother. MashaAllah. Today you get something because of the age. Okay, MashaAllah. Give to that brother. All the way back. Barakallah. That's all the books we had. And we start here. Wallahu a'lam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Barakallah. Nabi Muhammad wa alayhi wa sallam.
Tomorrow, inshallah, ta'ala, at the Asr, the reminder is going to be at the Islamic Center for the Masiha. It's on the flyer. I'm going to resume the Kitab. We're going to begin the Kitab Usul Sitta tomorrow here. Mashallah al-Rahman. Inshallah, ta'ala, after Maghrib and after Isha. Barakallahu feekum.
JazakAllah. But the sister and the book is with distributed was given by one of the sisters. She has some. We should bargain her and dua for Allah to make this for us. JazakAllah.
Also, if the brothers can allow the sisters to leave first, if the brothers can pay attention and allow the sisters to go first, if the brothers can allow the sisters to go first, if the brothers can allow the sisters to go first, inshallah ta'ala. And afterward, what was the